You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Entrepreneurship.
Heart of the community. The next idea.
We are the key to our own recovery.
It is clear Michigan's economic future depends upon churning out graduates in this state who are strong in STEM skills, science, technology, engineering, and math. Attracting and keeping girls in STEM fields is the mission of the STEMinista Project. It's founded by our latest contributor to The Next Idea. Dr. Tanya Matthews is the president and CEO of the Michigan Science Center. Tanya, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
I love this idea, and I love the name, the STEMinistas. It's a great name. And you're looking at young women between fourth and eighth grade. Why is it so important to engage girls between those grades?
Well, that's a great question. Actually, it's really important to engage everyone in those grades, but girls seem to be much more susceptible to this idea that that's not for them or that they don't like it at those ages. So we see a huge drop-off in interest in fourth through eighth grade, and then the performance follows that drop-off. But it's interesting that the performance follows the drop-off in interest. So we see our young ladies losing interest when they're still outperforming in the classes and nominating those things as classes that they are good at, but they start not to see themselves in these STEM fields.
What do you think is behind that? Because that happened to me. I know exactly what you're talking about. And you start going, I'm not good at this. I'm not good at this. What's going on in the girl's life that makes that happen?
Well, so I think there are a lot of things. One, for anyone who's raising a young lady, you know that at that point, young ladies become very big picture thinkers. They are on a mission. They've almost figured out how they're going to save the world. They're just looking for strategies to do it. Those are also the points, though, where math becomes math class and science becomes science class, and it's not as integrated in the conversation. We're off the carpet, right? Where Big Bird now has nothing to do with biology. So we're in a very different space. So all of those things are becoming very specific and maybe not tied to the bigger picture. And also, that is the age at which we become aware of gender and gender differences. And so I think that's also the point at which young ladies are more aware of or exposed to any biases that are surrounding them that may actually also contribute to the lack of interest.
So how do the STEMinistas get in there at that crucial point and intervene to the good?
Well, part of it is really just a balancing of messages, right? You know, kids are kids, but they do, you know, see everything around them. So one is simply saying, hey, you kind of look like an astrophysicist to me. Would you like to come over here and look at my Apollo space shuttle? Nothing more than that, right? But it's also then putting young ladies with groups of other young ladies who have similar interests. This works for everything. Science and math and tech are not exceptions. And I think the other thing is being very deliberate in the call. I get a lot of questions around, so why did it have to have a special name and why does it have a special logo? Because there's some folks that need to hear their name called. Right? Mm. Oh, you're talking to me. You want me to look over there. And we take that very seriously because we're very serious, like you said, in activating the entire workforce. So if you're going to do this, then you need to give our young ladies, I think, what they need and what they're interested in. And we also know that there is a lack of role models. So this is not exactly the kind of thing you see every day just yet. So the STEMinista Project also plays into that.
And in what ways? So give me an idea of some of the activities that you're doing.
Well, first and foremost, there is actually a role model database associated with the STEMinista Project. So any of my grown-up STEMinistas who are out there listening, please come check us out.
And basically, a STEMinista, if you are a woman involved in a STEM field, you could be in the role model database.
Yes, and as broadly as you define it, right, from engineer to medical technician to if you are a social media guru that uses analytics, that sounds like math to me. Mm. So all of those folks are sort of in the database, right? So folks can look and see that these jobs are out there, that they're interesting to people just like them. Then we also have a program, for example, every month called STEMinista Saturday, so we'll pick a different topic. Everything, some bait and switch kind of things, like the science of color and fashion design, all the way up to app design for driverless vehicles. So it's really topic agnostic. Then we have summer camps. We had an overnight girls hackathon and those different kinds of things. And we're also working to send our role models into classrooms. And when we send them into classrooms, we don't actually have the boys leave. A STEM role model is a STEM role model. And we found that our girls very mentor-centric. So they really respond to female feminista in the room, whereas our young men are very occupation-centric. So as long as you've got a job that they think is cool, they're not really particularly concerned about who's telling them about their job. So that's really a win-win aspect of some of the things we're doing in the program as well.
Tanya, the term pink science, I've heard that kicked around here and there. What is it, and is that what you're doing with the STEMistas?
It is not. And, you know, it's so funny. I think people are trying to do the right thing. Pink science is the idea that the science introduction has to be, say, girl-specific in order to get a girl's attention. And what I would say to that is that, you know, individuals are individuals. And while, yes, there may be some ladies who are first introduced to the concept of technology through color chemistry because they're really interested in their nail polish. And then there are other young ladies like myself who became a biomedical engineer because I was interested in curing eye disease and working on the artificial heart. So I think there are all kinds of ways to do that. And I think it is at best a tactic, but if not used carefully, I think it marginalizes the talent that we're actually trying to bring forward.
Fair point. We intuitively know and understand that it is good to have more women in STEM careers. But Tanya, why is it good? What is the benefit for the state?
So it is good, and this is honestly my favorite reason. You know, as a scientist and an engineer, the more difficult the problem, the more diverse perspectives that you need at the table. I think we've finished all the easy stuff. Now we're working on the more difficult problems like, you know, water and climate and sustainable living and autonomous driving and curing all kinds of things we never thought we could eradicate before. So these are more difficult problems, which means you need much more diverse team members. Everyone brings a different perspective, and if you're literally not bringing half of the workforce to bear in these problems and these executions and these new technologies, we will be second place at best and never get the job done at worst. So I think that fundamentally, it's for the field. The field needs to diversify to come up with better solutions to more complicated problems. And if Michigan intends to win, we will win by having our entire workforce pointed in that direction in terms of it being an option and being available so that we will have the best team every time we step up to the table.
Well, you can find out more about the STEMinista project, and that's STEM with S-T-E-M, all in caps, just to make the point, by going to mi-sci.org, the Michigan Science Center website, and there's a link there that will take you to more information about the STEMinista project. It's a great idea. Gosh, I wish somebody had been doing what you're doing when I was in fourth or fifth grade and talking myself out of being a doctor. So well done, Tanya Matthews.
Thank you very much. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you for being with us on The Next Idea.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.